The statally indicating a continuation of progress note, Alexander Aaron, date of birth. Autumn Lake Healthcare at Arlington West, data service 2/19/2024. Is a follow-up progress note. Patient complaining of cough congestion for the last few days. No nausea, no vomiting, no fever, no chills. Past history had a CVA, expressive aphasia, hypertension, right hemiplegia due to stroke, bipolar, substance use disorder, COVID, recovery, history of COPD. Review of system, no headache or dizziness, pulmonary, no cough, no congestion, pulmonary complaining of cough and congestion, no EN is a discharge, GI, no vomiting, diarrhea, musculoskeletal, no pain, gentle unit, no hematuria, neuro, right-sided weakness. The physical exam, patient is awake, he's alert, oriented to M3, cooperative, has expressive aphasia, blood pressure, 128 over 70, pulse 70, temperature 98.4 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, hadidemic, nemophilic, isonectaric, throat congestion is present, neck supple, no JVD, chest non-tender, lungs, bilateral onchi, no wheezing, heart SNS2, abdomen soft, non-tender, valves from past to extremities, edema present, the chronic, but no cough tenderness, neuro, he's awake, alert to enter M3, right side weakness, from the previous stroke. Assessment, acute bronchitis, next line CVA, the right side weakness, next line schizophrenia, next line bipolar disorder, next line history of COPD, next line plan of care. Patient will be maintained on his routine medications, antibiotic as advised, cough syrup has been ordered, keep and discuss with the patient and the nursing staff, and we'll monitor him closely. If the cough persists, we'll do chest x-ray and also follow up. The next patient is a Carter, C-A-R-T-E-R, Lynette, L-Y-N-E-T-T-E, data service 2/19/2024, place, Autumn Lake at Arlington West. Patient seen today is a follow-up in subacute rehab. Patient has been doing fairly well. She denies any headache, dizziness, nausea, vomiting, no fever, no chills, and no nausea, no vomiting. On examination, patient is awake, alert, lying on the bed. No acute distress. Blood pressure 136 over 70, pulse 80, temperature 97.6 Fahrenheit, respiration 18. No urinary discharge, neck support, GVD, chest, non-tender, lungs, bilateral, no wheezing, heart SNS2, abdomen is soft, non-tender, bowels from past to extremity, taste, edema, no cough, tenderness, neuro patient is awake, she's alert, cooperative, she does have some memory impairment, patient has been admitted to subacute rehab, with the multiple comorbid conditions, brain, meningioma, next line, lung nodule, next line, ambulatory dysfunction, next line, will need PTOT for precaution. I have discussed with the patient daughter, DAUGHTER, regarding the core status, because patient has a memory impairment, a cognitive deficit, and patient's next of kin is the daughter, and family has decided patient to be full code. New most form was signed by me, 2/19/2024, and placed in the chart. Care plan was also discussed with the family. All her current medication will be continued. Next patient is Harris Carolyn, H-A-R-R-I-S, Carolyn, C-R-O-L-Y-N, data service 2/19/2024. Patient seen today at follow-up in subacute rehab. Patient has been admitted with a bullous pemphigoid with multiple bulla and in sepsis. Patient maintained all her current medication. She has been doing well. Today, no headache, no dizziness, no cough, no congestion, no fever on examination. Patient is awake, alert, oriented to M3, blood pressure 138/72, pulse 80, respiration 18, temperature 97.8 Fahrenheit, had rhythmic anomalic, cardiac ectatic, no ear nasal discharge, neck supple, no JVD, chest non-tender, lungs, bilateral onchi heart, SNS2, abdomen soft, non-tender, boxing positive, extremities, chronic skin changes, both legs and the arm, due to bullous pemphigoid, multiple skin ulcerations, assessment, bullous pemphigoid, next line, recent sepsis, due to skin lesions, next line, ambulatory dysfunction, next line, will continue all her current medications, PTOT, care plan discuss with the patient, and will monitor her closely. Next patient is Norris, N-O-R-R-I-S, Norris Carla, C-A-R-L-A, data service 2/19/2024. Patient seen today at the rehab for follow-up. Patient has been doing well. She does have a bilateral knee pain, obesity, ambulatory dysfunction. Physical therapy has been following the patient. Today she was complaining of right knee pain. Patient was evaluated by me, x-rays ordered, and no recent fall, no trauma. On examination, patient is awake, alert, entered M3, obese, vital, stable, had rhythmic anomalic, eyes and ectatic, neck supple, GVD, chest non-tender, lungs, clear, no wheezing, heart, SNS2, abdomen is soft, non-tender, balsam positive, extremities, edema, both legs, right knee, has some crepitation. On evaluation, neuro, she's awake, alert, interim 3 assessment, ambulatory dysfunction, left and right knee pain, most likely arthritis. I have ordered lidocaine patch and the pain medications. In addition, we'll continue all her current medications. Care plan discuss the nursing staff. Next patient is a Wilken, W-I-L-K-E-N, Palestine, P-A-L-E-S-T-A-N-E, Wilken, Palestine. Patient seen today at Autumn Lake Healthcare Rehab. Patient for follow-up, patient has been doing well. She does have anemia, required blood transfusion while in the hospital. Since then, she's being monitored. And today, her hemoglobin labs reviewed, they are stable. Patient denies any headache, dizziness. She does have a left stump, complaining of some edema on the left stump, but no other issues. And on examination, patient is awake, alert, forgetful, disoriented. Blood pressure 130/70, pulse 72, temperature 98.7 Fahrenheit, respiration 18. Neck supplementary chest non-tender lungs, no wheezing, heart SNS2 abdomen soft, non-tender Boston positive, extremity left soft stump edema noted, and patient has a left leg amputation because of peripheral vascular disease. The neuro is awake and alert. Assessment, patient has been admitted. Number one, peripheral vascular disease. Number two, left lower extremity amputation. Being followed by physical therapy, edema of the stump, he was advised to take elevation and also PT2 evaluation for the special ASVAP at daytime and to minimize the edema. She also had chronic anemia and required blood transfusion, but recently there is no active bleed identified. He has required blood transfusion in the past and has an ulcer and she's been on PPI. Next patient is we don't have any acute problems. Not right now. Other than it's the skin. Siaka.